All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back
yammies for Thanksgiving.
Yes, yams. I can't wait to eat some yams. Did I tell you about the one Thanksgiving where my grandma forgot to make the yams?
I would be pissed.
I didn't even eat.
Yeah.
I said, I don't even want to eat. How do you forget the yams?
I think that was a couple years back, huh?
Yeah, like maybe three.
Yeah, I think I remember you talking about that, her forgetting the yams.
Thanksgiving was canceled. I'm like, oh, no yams?
I love all that shit together. The potato salad, the yams with the greens. Not like mixing it, but you know when you get a little bite of everything? Like, I know you don't like your food to touch. You don't like your food to touch, but you know, just getting a little bit of taste of everything. Yeah. With a little cranberry sauce.
I'll pass. The only thing I like to mix is my dressing and cranberry sauce. Ugh. You don't put cranberry sauce on your dressing? Mm-mm. Oh, baby. You Mm-mm. need to try that. A little bit of...
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I'm not doing that.
Taste it. It's good. You'll like it. I'm not promise. Doing that. It's good. Yeah, uh-uh. You ain't black.
What?
That's a staple. No. You put a little bit of...
Maybe yeah, that's your staple.
You put a little gravy. No, that's everybody's. You put a little gravy on the dressing, and then you have a little bit of cranberry sauce on the side. You get
gravy and the turkey together. I mean, the turkey and the dressing together is a staple. Most people cook their turkey with a little bit of gravy on, you know, like put the turkey in the middle with some gravy on the side or some shit.
Put the turkey in the middle.
Like they'll have a pan of dressing that's cooked with the turkey, and you then they have one on the side.
They'll have dressing stuffed inside of the turkey.
And some on the side.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
And some on the round, too. On the round of turkey. And
oh, I've never seen it around.
I've seen it both ways.
Okay, well, hell.
Okay, how's your weekend? Welcome back, y'all.
My weekend was good. My weekend was eventful again.
It don't stop. It's a rolling of a stopwatch.
My body is hurting. My body is bruised. I have bruises on my body.
Yeah.
My back is aching.
Yeah.
My back is aching. My broke my
What?
Selena Johnson. My back is aching.
That's not how it goes.
Spontaneous.
I thought it said he's so contagious.
No, it does say something about my back is aching too. He's so contagious.
Yeah. He turns my pages. And I ain't something.
He's what I'm waiting for. No, she does say something. My back is aching.
Oh, no.
Anyway, my back is aching.
I was saying my back ache. My shirt too. My skirt too tight. My hip shake from the left to the right to the
so
left.
So this weekend, we celebrated Germany's sister Wux's birthday.
Girl. Yeah, we celebrated my little young bull's birthday. The young bull.
Her sister is only 1 year younger.
It doesn't matter.
It's not even a full year, and she loves
it. Actually, is over a year. It's over a year. Thank you very much. Okay. It's 1 year, 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day. Exactly.
Okay, well, you love to call her a young bull, like she's turned 21.
No, but she is a young bull.
Okay, so we went to lunch. Mm-hmm. And we went to go-karting.
Yeah, had a little family outing.
Which is dangerous. Watch yourself on that go-karting. Okay?
That was a lot of fun, though.
It was fun. It was fun. It was just dangerous.
And after that, on Sunday, we went and had a little, we actually had a very productive business meeting. Took care of some business, mm-hmm. and then we went to brunch, and that was lit, of course. We ran into one of our fellows, a homie.
Fellows.
We ran into a homie.
Oh, I'm like, our fellows, yeah.
Come on.
We did. We got our drinks free that day, yesterday, and
our bro got us a little cocktail, and then the mimosas was on the house.
We got the mimosas on the house by the grace of God, because they had ran out of mimosas initially, but then they restocked, so we got our mimosas for free. And I'm glad that they were monitored like that, because if we would have been getting them the whole time.
Yeah, it would have been no good.
I barely made it.
Yeah, thank God.
I was right at the tip of being over.
Yeah, right at the tip of being bottomless. Having your bottomless.
Right at the top of having my bottom compromised.
Yeah.
Right there. I'm like, okay, one more, and it would have been compromised bottom.
You know, I was pretty, like, mindful and cognizant, because I even didn't even finish my last one. I was like, I'm done with this.
I didn't finish it either.
She didn't need it.
I had a feeling that mimosa comes at you fast.
Especially the day before, I was already still in recovery mode, because when we went to lunch.
Oh, we had a lot of margaritas.
So many margaritas, pitcher after pitcher after pitcher running at that table. And then afterwards, I feel like I had tequila somewhere else.
No.
Oh, we had champagne on the way there. We were drinking on the way.
We really turned up.
Yeah, the fuck? Like, it was our birthday.
We really turned up.
Especially because Wook don't drink. I was thinking about that.
Her Germany sister doesn't even drink. But then we was at the table. Germany, mind you, Germany's sister does not drink. We was at the table. Germany's mom was like, of course we're getting more. It's Heaven's birthday.
Right.
And I'm like, she's not even drinking.
Wook wasn't having one. Wook got a sparkling lemonade. Yeah. She was like, this is delicious. Girl, we was getting lit. We're like, of course, it's her birthday. We're celebrating.
We was getting lit, and then,
And then had the champagne on the way there, so you know how I go. But yeah, lit ass weekend. It's going to be lit again this weekend.
It's going to be lit this whole month.
It's going to be lit to the end of the year, actually.
Yeah, this weekend is going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
Thanksgiving is here.
It's about to be a turn up. So anyways, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
What's good? What's going on in pop culture?
So where it has not been so turned up.
Yeah.
Did you see the tea with Melody and Ray J? I mean, is her name? Why do I keep calling her
Princess Love.
The baby's name?
Princess Love.
Princess and Ray J. So, you know, I thought that they had put the past behind them. They had turned over a new leaf. You know, they got married. They started a family. But it still seems like there's fuckery and foolery going on because Ray J posted a family picture of him, Princess, and Melody.
Wow.
Princess comments on the picture and was like, you fuck boy or something.
Yeah, no, she said, bi-ugly.
She said, you post this picture of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Like you didn't leave me stranded here in Vegas. Boy, bi-ugly.
Bi-ugly, yeah.
Ray J comes on and gives this whole IGTV spiel about how he didn't leave his family. You know, family is all you got and he would die for his family.
And the devil needs to work harder. I'm like, hold on now.
So then they took it. I don't like when people air their business out on the internet. Like, y'all are grown. Handle it offline, figure it out. We don't need to be all up in y'all business.
People were in the comments. Somebody said, bro, go get your wife and get off social media. Like, tell her, don't tell us. You sitting here talking about the devil ain't ready to go there with me. I'm like, Ray J, you ain't ready to go there with you. Get off the internet.
And then Princess basically said that he was lying. Like, Ray J blocked me. He's not answering my phone calls. He hasn't checked on Melody.
She had to message him in the DM. I mean, in the live from Melody's
account.
I'm like, wait.
We had to get another hotel room. Da 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 da. So you basically saying he was capping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so you're being gaslit.
That's what it
felt
like.
He's gaslighting her.
She was like, it's sad when you got to leave your wife and the mother of your children to go hang out with some strippers or something at another hotel.
Did you hear that she said she found a little burner phone he had? Well, she knew he had another phone. So basically, he had another phone, and in the other phone, he was entertaining other women.
I'm not surprised.
So she confronted him about it, like, you know, what is going on? And then first he was trying to lie. Then he ended up confessing, like, yes, okay, I have been entertaining. And then Princess was like, you know what? We can get past this. This was before the Vegas. She was like, we can get past this. You know, we have another baby on the way. I can give you one more chance.
Okay,
can,
that's why he right, does
right.
The
she
shit
was like,
he
I
does.
Can give you one more chance. So, you know, they were going to be working through it. Then they went to Vegas. He asked her to come with him to the Soul Train Awards. So that's why they were in Vegas. And he was like, he asked her, do you want to move to Vegas? And she was like, no, I don't want to move to Vegas. This is not a place to raise my family.
He started a fight with her.
Yeah, basically he was
a little small.
Yeah,
fight.
She was like, no, I don't want to move here. You can move here, but I'm not. Like, she said it like that. And he was like, what? So you gonna let me move here? Da da da.
Nigga, what?
Started a fight and left and went out with his friends partying. So that's how all of this started. And you know when you be trying to get something activated so you can go do what you want to do.
Oh, of course.
That's what Ray J did. And you know what, Ray J is sick. And another sick thing is Miss Sonya Norwood.
Yeah, what is she?
Miss Sonya Norwood, she already doesn't like Princess.
Yeah, she does.
For whatever reason, I don't know, I fell out of the loop. But I know she doesn't like Princess. She comes to Vegas. Right.
Yeah. And he said, it's so good having your family with you and mama
and then,
by your side.
Then
and all
Princess
that.
Shows her family, and somebody on the shade room said, Princess said, I got a mama too.
Goodbye. But then they reunited, right?
Well, Ray J had Melody.
It's too much.
It's a ghetto. And I'm like, all this stuff that happens, you know, between Princess and Ray J and Lil Fizz and April. And Sin Santana and
it's all for the show.
Joe Budden. I think Mona gives a promo, an increase in pay when people stir up shit like this for the show.
Maybe content creator. Mona's
watched,
a content creator.
I haven't
creator.
Watched Love and Hip Hop in years, but
I haven't watched it this season. It
I
hasn't sparked
like,
me that or Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, you only watched like one season.
Maybe I need to get back into that.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I don't have no show to watch right now. I'm just watching Game of Thrones. Slowly.
You can be watching All American.
I don't like that show. And you know I don't like it. The acting is horrible.
Let me tell you what to watch. Watch Explained on Netflix.
Is it scary?
No, it's like, you know, a little mini docu-series.
Oh, like what we watched
in
Mexico?
Tulum, yes.
Oh, is the same
thing?
So
I was watching one about the female orgasm. And I meant to tell the men on Twitter. Man, y'all need to tap in because they be scratching it like a DJ booth sometimes.
Yeah. But
it's very sensitive and it's in a very certain space. And you don't need to be using your nail. You need
Wait, what?
You don't need to be using your nails. You need to be using the, what is this called?
Tip of your finger.
What is that called, though? The pod?
The tip.
The digit.
Okay, whatever.
The soft flesh of your hand, not your nail. So anyway, yeah, watch it. It's good.
There you go. And ladies, learn how to make your own self orgasm. You want a nigga to come up in there and do what he gonna do. Can't nobody get up in here and I not fit.
You can it's get in there, but at the same time, if you were with a man who's supposed to be pleasing you, he needs to know what to do. Shit.
He can or know what to do, but I also know what to do because I'll be like, lay down, boo boo. Let me take care of this.
See, I already know you too much of a people pleaser. If
I'm not a people pleaser. I don't let anybody. Now we going off. Now they're turning into Patreons. I don't let anybody fuck me without me getting something from it. Hello.
You can get something from it, of course, if you figure out how to do it yourself. But I mean, come on.
I let the man please me.
I can do it myself by myself.
It's his different. I'm just saying. I want him to please me too. Now you done taken it to another place. The freaky deaky talk.
I didn't take it to freaky deaky.
It did. What else is T? Anyway, watch the documentary, ladies.
Speaking of freaky deaky, and this is really freaky deaky, Joycelyn and R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
She created a Patreon account to finally tell her story.
Which we're still trying to figure out if it's actually her. We're still trying to figure out, but I mean, maybe it is, maybe it's not, but the details, ugh, I'm not surprised.
One of R. Kelly's other girlfriends was like, people would do anything for clout. So
Azriel? Oh, no, the other one.
Not Azriel, someone else, I don't know her name. She was like, people would do anything for clout, so I don't know. I don't know.
What is that? Domingos? Do anything for clout? Oh, wait, what is that? That's Offset.
Yeah.
Offset!
So I don't know. I mean, if she is telling her story.
When she said he was wanted to pee, let her pee in the mouth and then the feces, I'm like, okay, the urine plus defecation, I'm just not here for.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty sick. The sicko mode.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Another tea, our tea, we want to remind you girls, if you're new here and even if you're old here, if this podcast is adding any value to your life, if you found anything worth telling somebody about, make sure that you take a few moments to rate, review, subscribe, tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl, share it on the motherfucking World Wide Web.
Please.
Tax us. Don't tax us now.
No,
tag us, child.
Tag, don't tax.
Tag us. It's extremely important for you all to make sure that you're leaving some sweet notes and, you know, rating and reviewing. That helps our podcast gain visibility.
It does.
It's like a Yelp review, right?
It is. It's definitely the equivalent of a Yelp review.
Yeah. So if you say it's lit, then somebody else is going to take your word and be like, okay, I believe him.
Right. Or let me give this a listen.
Let me give it a listen. So to share and I also have to remind y'all, we have a goal.
We do.
Of 1,000 ratings and reviews by December 31st, which means we have 5 more weeks.
And we need 78.
69.
Or 68.
69, boo-boo. So we need 14 ratings and reviews this week. And actually, you guys came through dripping, drip, drip, because we had 15 ratings and reviews last
Amen,
week.
Amen, praise him.
That's what he does. So Amen. To show our appreciation, Brittany's going to read our review of the week.
Yes, let me read the review of the week.
It's getting more and more challenging to pick.
The difficulty.
It's here.
Because they're coming through with the words, and I'm just like, oh, which one?
It's so nice, though. Thank y'all for speaking into us.
Yeah, thank y'all so much.
We appreciate it.
So I went ahead and went with Future MD Bree.
Okay.
She says, the big sisters I never knew I needed. I'm assuming it says needed because once again, it got cut off.
Okay.
So she said, woo, child, this is a gem. LOL, in all seriousness, I absolutely love this podcast and these ladies. I discovered it about a year ago and I have tuned in ever since. I feel like as a young woman, there is something to take away from every episode. I'm currently on my self-love journey, so I genuinely appreciate the insight and advice that Germany and Brittany give. At the end of each episode, I always feel empowered. I feel like I've had the best conversation with my older sisters, not to mention the timing of each conversation. Legit homegirl and sister vibes. I recommend it to all my friends and my younger sisters.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Bree.
Thanks, Bree. Welcome.
We appreciate those kind words, and thank you for leaving a review. Also, some mommy said that they have been listening for a while, and they recognized that the flashlight was on them.
Yes, they did.
And so they came up.
Uh-huh.
It's never too late.
I love it. They're like, my dues, my tithes.
My tithes.
Yeah, pay your motherfucking dues. If you're here, pay your dues, okay? If you're here and you've been listening, taking from us, give back. It's time. Take a penny, leave a penny.
It's time.
So I just want to shout out to the homegirls who came through more than once this week or in general. Vegan Bay 1908. Skiwi, Mysore. Yes. Skiwi, you sound like me. Yeah. Keita, what's good, girl? Nisha, gorgeous. I see you're here again. Mm-hmm. Brenda, you know, I can never say enough about
Brenda. She know the vibes.
Brenda, we got our little something special coming to you soon.
You know it.
It's coming to you. So, yeah. And all, you know what? A big shout out to all the sores who have come through. All the sores. I see y'all. I see you when you leave the pink.
The sorors are showing up.
The sores are showing up. They typically do.
Okay.
We see y'all. Skiwi.
In the name of
Ethel. Yes. Yes. Ethel taught us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank y'all so much. Keep doing it. Keep sharing it. It means a lot to us.
It does.
Patreon.
Patreon. This is something that also means a lot to us. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is the way that this show is still here today.
Yeah.
Because without it, we wouldn't be able to afford to run this show. No, honestly, the more it goes, the more it grows, the more the cost to run the show grows. Mm-hmm. So we need y'all. We mm-hmm. need your help. And we appreciate all of the patrons who help support us in a monetary way.
Yes.
And in return for your coins, we give you extra content. We are recording video, guest videos, 2 extra episodes, affirmations dropping next week.
Playlist,
mid-month check-in dropped
journal
last
prompts.
Week. Journal prompts. What else?
So much shit.
A lot of stuff. So, yeah, help us out over there on Patreon. That's down in the show notes.
It go down.
And we want to shout out our patrons that joined us this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull them up. Okay, we have Tamara.
Hey, Tamara.
And Kale.
Kale. We probably butchered that.
Kale, I'm hoping we're saying your name correctly, but we appreciate you.
And you know what else? We had a couple homegirls who use, we have a girlfriend gag line, a direct phone number to us.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can call, leave us a message, and we usually respond back.
Yeah.
With our voices.
Yeah.
So if you are one of the homegirls who reached out to us via voicemail, we responded to you, let us know that you got those voicemails.
Yeah, that's one of the Patreon perks as well.
Yeah, you can
call
us.
You get to call us right up on our phone.
Yeah.
And then we call you back and let you know
what's good. So, yeah, join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/theblackgirlbravado.
It's in the show notes.
It is. So, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we are.
Now, last week.
Oh, shit. Last week, y'all. Last week. It's already been 121 episodes. Episode 121 was Good Moms, Bad Choices, Motherhood Uncensored. The affirmation that we shared was, I am on my own journey. I honor myself where I am and love people where they are. In last week's episode, we sat down with our homegirls, Erica and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices, the podcast. And we chatted about ways homegirls without children can support their mommy friends, how to establish healthy co-parenting relationships, and how to balance work, passion projects, and motherhood. So a lot of y'all were thankful that we put y'all up on to some unfiltered, uncensored mamas who you can likely connect with.
Yeah.
So if you haven't already, listen to that episode. There's a lot of tea in there.
Yeah, that was a good episode. I love seeing the varied perspectives of mothers.
Yeah.
Because not all moms are the same. So that was good. That was a good conversation. So today.
Oh, yeah. Today. Here we are. We're taking a lighthearted approach.
We are. We got a girlfriend gag.
Yeah, we got a girlfriend gag. And if you want to send your comments, your questions, your concerns into the show so that we can talk about them, then do so at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. So we received a listener letter.
We did.
And it's entitled Friend or Foe.
Yes.
So she says, hey, big sisters, I really need some advice. And I'm sorry if I didn't include enough details. I was trying to keep it somewhat short. So here's a little background info. Me and my friend, let's call her Cynthia, have been friends since we were in the 4th grade. We are both now 22 years old. We have always trusted each other and looked at each other as confidants. And whenever we had any issues or needed to vent about anything, from family to friendships to relationships, we've always been there for each other. Even when we went to college in different states and then reunited again, now living in the same state. Now things have switched up between us. I have been dating my boyfriend for going on 2 years, and she recently started dating his cousin for about 3 months. Move forward to about maybe a month ago, I have found out that she has been pillow talking or giving a lot of details to her boyfriend, the cousin, about things I have either said in the past about me and my boyfriend or different situations that occurred. She even referred back to the first time that me and him had sexual interactions 2 years ago and spilled the tea to her boyfriend about what I said and then also added her own words saying they were for me. Anyway, all of this running of her mouth that she was doing then led to a huge fight between me and my boyfriend, causing us to break up for a week or two. But then we later discussed it and really realized that she was putting her own twist on these stories or didn't listen fully and filled in the blanks herself. Also, when me and my boyfriend first started arguing about all of this, he never told me how he found out. So of course, me thinking she's my best friend, I was texting her saying me and him are going through it, and she never once mentioned that she may have been the reason why. I haven't spoke to her in a month, but I have seen her twice at two family events. So now this is where I need advice. Since me and Cynthia have been friends for such a long time and considering we're dating cousins, should I look past the situation and rekindle our friendship or leave it where it is and just be cordial? I also confronted her and asked her to just tell me everything she told her boyfriend so that we can move forward and I'm not going to be hit with any more surprises. But she denied everything and said that she only mentioned one thing, which was about our first sexual interaction, me and my boyfriend's. But I know there is more because of what my boyfriend was telling me when we were arguing. What should I do? From one of your confused little sisters.
Wow, friend or foe?
I'm feeling like foe.
I'm feeling like this
bitch.
She talks too much. First of all, she's only been in this relationship for what, three months?
Yeah, 3 months.
And I don't care how long you've been in a relationship. Why are you pillow talking about things that I've said to you in confidence?
Outside of confidence, it's your boyfriend is my boyfriend's cousin.
I don't even care.
That changes it.
I don't sit up and talk with the person that I'm romantically engaged with about things that are my friend's business. There's so many other things we can talk about. Talk about us.
Right.
Let's talk about what we have going on. Mm-hmm, I don't dish tea about my friends to my nigga.
Yeah.
That's not okay. It's not okay. And yes, like you said, it's even more reason why she should not have been saying anything is because you know that they gang.
They're cousins. Like, they in the same family. That's sick. Now you're bringing me into the shit. Now you're bringing my cousin, his cousin, my cousin-in-law.
And then the cousin went back and told.
And furthermore, why you got to talk about the sex? Sometimes us girls just dish tea on all type of stuff. So not only are you telling him about me and my nigga, you're telling him about his cousin again.
And it must have been something juicy deep for them to break up for 2 weeks.
Probably talk about the dick game. Probably talk about the stroke game.
That would really piss me off.
It would be a little off-putting.
It would really piss me off, and I can personally say that I don't know if I would be able to continue on with the friendship the same. Because no. I can't even tell you anything. You're supposed to be my best friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't even come to you and say anything because I'm going to be fearful that you're going to go back and tell your nigga.
The trust has been broken. At this point, there is no trust.
And she even gave her an opportunity to just like come clean, you know? Yeah. Maybe be like, you know what, sis? That this is a friend. You know, the best friend. You know what, sis? I apologize. I shouldn't have said anything. I was talking too much. Got a little too comfortable. But, you know, I did. I said it.
And yeah, I would be ready to slap. Do the slap. I'm sorry. I was too uncomfortable and I slapped your ass. Like, and I totally understand where our girl here, Aubrey, is coming from, our homegirl, because it's either like you're my friend and now you're showing up at family events. Now you're inside of my family because I was here first.
Yeah.
Which makes it tough.
And it's like, I shouldn't have even introduced you to this nigga.
I shouldn't have because I was better off without you. So to answer her question, she's a foe.
Yeah, she's foe.
She's foe. She's no friend of yours. She ain't no kin to you.
Because as soon as she had an opportunity,
she ditched
somebody that she known for 3 months. You guys have been best friends for years. Move states, move back. And all it took for you was a little bit of dick.
A little bit of dick game. Dick game is so funny.
I mean, I know it sounds like kind of harsh, like, yeah, she's a foe. But honestly, I know that I would not be able to gang with her the same. I just would not. The friendship would not be the same. It's compromised at this point. You've caused conflict in my home. I can't trust you.
Yeah. Have you ever had this type of thing happen, or where you feel like you couldn't really tell if you were dealing with a friend or a foe?
Yeah.
Ooh, do tell.
I felt like maybe not this like exact situation, but I felt like I've had quote unquote friends where I don't feel like your loyalty lie with me. Like you're a little bit too fluid.
Okay.
You know, and I don't really deal well with fluid.
Okay.
I need to know that you're with me.
Yeah, you're straight on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, straight and narrow with me. And this, it seems like baby girl is a little too fluid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm getting a little bit of fluidity from her.
I've had this kind of vibe happen to me too. And not this direct thing either, but where I've been like, damn, girl, really, really? I've had it where it's been almost, it's kind of like this. Just in the regard that like I shared a friend with somebody that, I was dating and we had a mutual friend and I was telling them stuff or they would be bringing it around and I'm like, hey, fuck you doing. It was just a little too close for home.
Yeah.
It was a little too close to home. Like my good friend and their good friend. And then we were
dating.
Because
if I'm telling, oh, like they were telling the friend, like the person you were dating or like a friend of the person you were dating or like.
I was dating somebody and we shared a mutual good friend.
Okay.
And
got
then
it.
Sometimes I would say something and they would be like, yeah, but it was just too messy.
Too messy.
It was too messy. And
you know, personally, I don't mind if like we're dating, if like I'm dating someone and then like we all like become friends, like meaning like we can hang out and have a good time together. But the lines can be a little blurred when it's like kind of the shared friend group type vibe. I can see that being a little bit of conflict.
It was a little blurry like that.
Yeah.
And like. And it's sad. It gets a little sticky. For instance, I had another situation. Now I'm telling my business.
What?
Where like I was. Never mind. I don't want to say nothing. I'll tell you off
air.
It was
too much.
It's a little too much. Okay. It's a little too much. But yeah, I totally understand where the shared friend group initially, it seems like a vibe. It's like, look, we can all hang out.
Yeah.
And then some shit will go sour. And it's like, okay, actually we can't.
Yeah.
Because it's being fucked from the front and the back.
Too foe.
Yeah. She's foe.
Too foe. Yeah. Oh, actually, this is kind of something. This is all so I can bring it up.
And you know what else? Your homegirl is not abiding by the code.
She's not abiding by the girl code. Because
go back and listen to episode 2.
A little sick. Like, why are you talking about your friend's freaky deaky tales with your man? Like,
even if I told you some freaky deaky shit, which.
No, I'm telling you freaky deaky, but I'm not telling my man about the freaky deaky
right,
things you told me.
Right, because girls, we dish. Like, girl, we was doing this or
we
tried that.
Imagine that. Like, I'm like, babe, why Germany tell me that when her nigga flipped her over?
And I would be so embarrassed. And then imagine if your nigga went back and was like, bro. You let her put her finger in your booty or something crazy.
Furthermore,
just
we're
saying
just
that's
all,
just something
yeah,
random.
Yeah, like furthermore, we're all just sitting gang games. My nigga knows that your nigga put or whoever put his finger in your booty. Like
right.
It's just too much. And I just would rather not.
I would rather not too.
I would rather not. Yes, we can dish tea as girlfriends because there's a different level there. There's a different rapport.
Yeah. Of
the completely different. But don't
the same way the fellas likely are dishing tea, like what you think about this?
I wonder how fellas dish tea. Like, I know that they dish tea about women, like, that they're not seriously involved with. But I wonder when
serious.
It becomes a thing, do you think they'd be like, in my bitch
no.
last night? Like,
no, they never do that.
They don't know.
They don't disclose that. If he's doing that, he's a hoe. He's a bitch, nigga. Snitch, nigga. Hoe, nigga. They don't do that.
Then they might be scared that the homies want to taste, huh?
Yeah, because more than...
you can get a taste.
Yeah. Most likely they do. It's not too many niggas that won't fuck their
the little fizz.
Yeah, it's not too many niggas
the
that won't fuck their
vibe.
Friends
oh,
like
yeah.
women. Because
yeah.
women, we're you know the vibe. Niggas are scandalous.
Yeah.
It's like a bro and
they'll
be like,
get
bro.
A little fizzed.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think that men who really cherish and value a woman is gonna be sitting up doing the pillow talk to his friend or talk capping with his homie capping. He's not gonna be doing that.
And so that's why I
don't be telling them what my traces of my lipstick.
And yeah, I don't like the way Cynthia got down.
No,
I don't
I
like the way
Cynthia
from the letter. I really don't like the way Cynthia got down.
She ain't no friend of yours.
No.
No, she ain't.
She's not.
And I would just keep it cordial. There would be no tea
you
between
can keep
her.
It, yeah, definitely. I guess you don't have to, you know, be ready to fight. It don't have to be a girl fight. But
the Brooke down
because time. Of course you guys are gonna run into each other, but she needs to know that the terms of the friendship have changed.
And you might gotta set it in stone, like let it be a hard line. Like It would be one thing if once they stopped dating, they became cool again. But I wouldn't even trust her. Because if you're doing that with his cousin, imagine what you're doing.
To anyone.
Period. And it just ain't gotten back to me. And you offered her an opportunity to be upfront. And she didn't even tell you before, like, you dishing tea.
Because the thing is, she said she told, when they first got into the argument, her and her boyfriend, she went to her friend like, oh my God.
We funking.
And she didn't even say anything. In that moment, that was her opportunity to be like, girl, what the fuck? I'm so sorry.
I was talking to Michael about this and he might have went back and told it. I didn't
mean
it like that.
But she played boo-boo the fool.
Play stupid. Yeah, no. She can't be trusted.
Because if it would have never came out, then she would have never said anything. And she would have just been like consoling you or trying to be like, oh, girl, dang.
And if she'd do that, she'd do much more.
Yeah, no. She's bad.
She's bad for business.
She's bad, bad, bad.
Right. I would keep it cordial. And when I see her, I'd be like, hey, girl. And then you know what you do? Go kick it with all the aunties and the grandmas because you've been in the family already for 2 years.
She's probably going to try to really get into that family.
Who? The friend? Cynthia?
Yeah.
Sin?
Yeah.
Fuck her. I would be like, this is my family. We were here first. Now you got to smooch all up to everybody else and be cool and be like, you know, we ain't cool with sin like that.
Now you want to turn the family against her.
It should be turned against because she's wrong. We've been friends for, how old are you in the fourth grade? 9. We're 22
they
now.
They said they've been friends since the fourth grade?
Yes. And they're 22 now.
Okay. Yeah.
And act like a grown ass woman.
Yeah. 22 is pretty old.
Act like you got some good goddamn sense. I'm not here for it. She's foe and leave her at the dough. She's foe and leave her at the dough.
Yeah, I guess this is a situation where, like, when people show you who they are, just believe them.
Yeah, she's shown you. And you don't deserve that. Not in a friend. I expect that from my enemy.
Yeah. You are an enemy. You are no friend of my motherfucker.
Period. That's who I expect that from, an enemy.
Yeah, that's bitch. Enemy. Like, yeah.
I almost lost my man to this. Over me just talking
to my girlfriend. Can you imagine that? Somebody like, I'm just trying to think about how I would feel. My nigga come to me with some stuff. Germany, I would be shook. Especially if you know you only told one person, I would be like, no, the fuck she didn't.
Yeah, then you're ready to fight.
She told?
Yeah. She, heartbroken. Heartbroken.
Oh
okay.
My God. Because at that point, you know, you already feel vulnerable. Yeah. Because your man coming at you with facts.
Listen.
So it's like, I got to defend myself against him and my friend. I'm alone in the world. I can't trust y'all.
I'm alone.
I can't.
For sure. So no, she's foe and leave her at the dough. Yeah. Do not bother with her.
She's foe.
Yeah. No.
Hopefully y'all aren't going to see each other at Thanksgiving.
Hopefully not. But if you do, you already know, roll your eyes at that bitch and flip the bird. Roll your eyes and flip the bird.
No, she's not rolling her eyes and flipping her bird.
She's going to be cordial. Okay, yes. Just say, hey, Sin. Yeah. I would just be like, hey, girl. And that would be, ooh, kill it with kindness. Hey, girl, ain't nothing like that. No
either,
words.
I would probably either say the hey, girl, or do the invisible act.
No, I would say hey, girl. I would just be like, hey. And then not even interact with her the whole time, the whole day.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
Now it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So in light of everything that's going on with this human trafficking shit,
yeah,
because this is a real thing. I'm sure you guys have seen shit all over the fucking internet.
Yeah.
We're getting hip to these motherfuckers, their tools and their tactics and what they're trying to use to
get us
to take our pussies. So there's an app available for you guys. It's called Noonlight, Noonlight. It was formerly SafeTrek, but essentially this is a safety app that you can use anytime that you're feeling unsafe or uneasy. If you're in an Uber or walking down the street, wherever, you basically open up your app. There's a little icon. You hold it until you're safe. Once you're safe, then you can release it and it sends, you have to put a code in. Basically stating that, like, I'm good. Otherwise, it sends an alert to the police and it sends your exact location of where you are.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. It also has people that you can put in your care network where if they haven't heard from you, they can, like, reach out. The app will reach out and, like, retrace your steps because I leave my location always on this. There's a way where you can leave it where you're only using the app or never. I'm like, leave it on.
Always on.
And it just has some really cool features. So in addition to the safety network, there is a timeline opportunity or option in here where you can basically like keep little, almost like little journal.
The timeline.
Yeah, yeah. Of shit that might be happening. So they have two examples in here. One is like, I'm meeting a stranger. So say you're going on a date. You're meeting someone off Tinder or blackpeoplemeet.com or Hinged. Mm-hmm. So they put, I'm meeting a stranger. I'm meeting Daniel at the Starbucks on Grand Avenue at 7:30 p.m. tonight. He is 6'1 with short brown hair and blue eyes. We met on Tinder. So you save these come almost like fucking entries, and you can basically leave a timeline of shit that might occur.
Should something go down, it's like you're leading them to
leading little breadcrumbs.
Little clues.
Yeah. If you see something unusual, you can put it in here instead of necessarily saving it in a note in your phone. Everything is here. So like there's a black van parked across the street from my house. The license plate number is da 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 da. I seen this van here 2 times this week. So yeah, I think this is very, very cool. I've used it a couple times.
Yeah, I use it when I'm walking my dog at night.
Period. That's when I use it.
My hand be on the trigger.
I'm like, let a motherfucker act up.
Yeah.
I'll release it and the police coming right for your ass.
Right here.
Right fucking here. Yeah, I've used it a couple times. And I also like that you can activate it from your home screen. So you don't have to necessarily have the app open. You can just hold it down, silent trigger, silent alarm, and it'll send your shit out.
That's clutch.
Yeah, so download it, y'all. It's called Noon Light.
Got it. Get it. Got it. Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we hope that you all have an amazing holiday weekend. Please go back and reference our Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe episode.
Yeah.
It's way back yonder. But we basically shared like some tips to, you know, deal with your family, how to set safe, healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm. Because just because people are family doesn't mean that it's always easy. And it doesn't mean that you have to deal with them just because it's a holiday either.
Yeah. I heard something today that said, your family are the people you keep around you all the time. The people you always gang with. The other people are your relatives. You know, people you connected with by blood.
Yeah.
That ain't necessarily
your
family.
You love to call somebody your relative.
That's my relative. But yeah. My family are the people who I'm in the mud with.
Yeah.
You know the vibes.
Yeah.
So if you have a hard time dealing with your motherfucking relatives.
Yes.
This holiday season, go back, listen to that episode. We dish a little tea on our own little raggedy families.
Yeah.
Well, mine specifically. and hopefully it can help you navigate this holiday season.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have to be a drag.
It doesn't have to be. You can opt out. That's an option for you.
Yeah.
Opting out is an option. You do not have to hurt.
Oh,
for
good.
The sake of a holiday.
Come on. You don't have to hurt.
You don't.
That's good. So, yeah, listen to that episode and we will.
What are you thankful for?
Oh, wow.
I put you on the spot. Come
you
on.
Did.
Let's close it out.
Okay. I'm grateful for and I'm thankful for my family, of course, my health. I have tons of things to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm in good health, that I have provision. Like shelter, a stable job, income, stability, mm-hmm. more than anything. I'm grateful that my family, everybody is safe and sound and good health as well. I'm grateful for community and like just closeness. This weekend for my sister's birthday, I was just feeling like, oh, I really love ganging with my family, you know, mm-hmm. my people. I'm grateful that I'm here. I'm going on a tangent. I'm grateful I'm grateful that my mom is very happy that she's in a happy, loving relationship.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I am. And that he contributes and adds value to our lives. He has a great son who's now become a brother to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just grateful that my sister is happy too. My sister's a wonderful mom.
She is.
My mom is happy. I'm happy that and grateful for my friendships with you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just grateful for life. And that things are on the up and up. What about you? What are you grateful for? This would have been a great way to open the show.
I know.
But it's a good way to close it.
Hopefully people are still here.
They still are.
I'm thankful for a lot of those things. Health, of course.
Yes.
Peace of mind. Sanity.
Mm. Come on, peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for my white man gig, although they were white writing on the window today, Jeremy.
I seen in your story. Fuck.
Craziness. But yeah, I'm thankful that I'm able to get all the things that I need and also things that I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for a home. Yes. Thankful for a car.
Yes.
For sure.
Getting to and fro.
And I'm also thankful that I chose me.
Yes.
Period.
There, and that's that on that.
So yeah, I'm excited that for this Thanksgiving, this year is coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all. I'm thankful for y'all.
We are definitely thankful for y'all.
I'm thankful for y'all. We almost 3 years in
this
bitch.
Without y'all, there would be no us in this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Dang, 3 years. This is 3 years.
This is the third year. 3 years later and y'all still here. More of y'all have joined.
And more have come and more coming.
And it's a tribe. So yeah, y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe if you're traveling. Watch your motherfucking back. Watch your pussy. Because seriously, watch it.
Watch it all.
Watch it all.
Watch your back. Front, watch your front.
Yeah. Watch it all. Yeah. Okay, all around. And we'll see y'all next week.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Bye.